Good morning, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition, special Veterans Day weekend edition of Rosie on the House. Our topic today is kind of a comfortable little segue to Veterans Day, and comfortable little segue to Boy Scouting, where you're always, what's the motto? Be prepared. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about basic things you can do for your home and your automobile, your car, for being prepared for things that have actually occurred to us here in Arizona just recently, within the last 60, 90 days.
Yeah, we're in an environment where we get particularly lazy about just having things. You know, in Louisiana and all along the Gulf Coast, there's always an axe in the attic for when you get flooded in a hurricane season, if you have to hack your way out of the attic trying to get away from high water. There's fresh water up there. There's food up there because you may have to stay in your attic for a few days. You know, but we have instances. It doesn't usually affect the entire state like a hurricane will. So we're just going to talk about basic things you need to have around your home to be prepared. We went through and we're looking at things. There was a power outage a few years ago when the transformers blew out.
That's right. It was
a news story. They were watching the semi truck from California with this transformer. It was going like 3 miles
That's
an
right.
hour,
That's
and it
right.
took a couple days to get here. It left a half a million people without power for almost a week. That's a long time in the desert summer heat to be without power. That we've got floods that could cut you off from getting in or out. We've got wildfires that could displace you. So we'll just talk about basic things that have or could happen. The gas pipe break, thankfully, didn't really put too many people out. It just jacked up gas prices. But,
yeah.
You know, if that pipeline between here and there got disrupted for whatever reason, you could be stuck without transportation for a couple of days. So what do you need around your house, home, castle, or cabin, just to keep your quality of life going during, you know, an inconvenience time?
And we're not talking about preparing for the end of the world. We're not going to go there. But what we are going to do is we're going to try and get you at least as prepared at your home as a good experience tailgating party crew. You're gonna have power. You're gonna have big screen TV. You're gonna have food.
Charcoal,
you're gonna have water,
grill.
Charcoal, and you're gonna have refreshments. So we're just gonna talk you through the very, very basics. You know, wilderness survival's kind of always been a hobby of mine. I like to think that I could just walk out into any part of Arizona in a pair of shorts and survive any amount of time. And one of the things they'll teach you in desert survival is the two things that are gonna kill you in the desert: drowning or thirst. We're going to talk about more of that in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, we're going to go open lines. Hey, it's a three-day weekend. Let's not forget why we're having the 3 days, celebrating the 3 days. It's in recognition of our veterans that have served this great country. As you call in, 1-888-767-4348. You can call in and just make a public recognition of a veteran in your family or in your sphere of influence at your church or in your circle of friends or your work cohorts or peers. 1-888-767-4348. Maybe you want to take this 3 day weekend and tackle an extra little project that you've been putting off around your house, home, castle, or cabin. That's a perfect opportunity for you to give us a ring. We've been here building and remodeling in Arizona for 40 plus years. Landed here in 65, started building and remodeling in the construction trades as soon, well, even before I got my driver's license in 71. And we've remodeled and built in Tucson and Page and Springerville and Eager and Wickenburg and Wickiup and Flagstaff and Bullhead City and, of course, the whole Phoenix metro area as well as the Tucson area. We know building. We know remodeling. We know your home. And you need to know we're here, and our goal is to become you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. Whatever you do for your house, home, castle, or cabin, we think you ought not do it without starting right here at Rosie on the House. We run this radio program 3 hours every Saturday morning to answer questions and help you for the do-it-yourselfer. We have a complete statewide referral directory, almost statewide. Flagstaff is a baby. We're just getting started there, and in the White Mountains, we're just getting started there. But if you're in the Quad City Prescott area, we've got a referral in Sedona. We've got a referral directory for you there. Phoenix, Tucson, we've got referral contractors. It is the tightest screened contractor network in the entire world. 100 of the best contractors Rosie Certified. You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com.
Yes, sir. Casa Grande, not to forget them, and
absolutely,
as a couple great folks down in Green Valley. That's just far enough that some Tucson contractors don't like to travel that far. So we've been working there and have a great affiliate in Green Valley as well. It broadcasts us there on KGVY. We appreciate all of our affiliates, all of our broadcast partners, and all of our referral network contractors that help make this possible. If you enjoy the program, well, use one of the partners and help keep it going for another 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years. I don't know where those years went. Hey, one of the things a lot of people will contact us about this time of year is really trying to get started with the holiday decorating and you know, fixing up those last little couple things before the guests arrive. Now, we've got a fairly big party at our house this afternoon. I don't know, Jennifer, how many? My wife, sweet Jennifer's here. Jennifer, how many people are we expecting at that party?
I think about 20.
20, okay. And it's a football game viewing opportunity,
and LSU's gonna knock off number one Alabama today.
Boy, we're gonna have every one of them. There are no Bama fans that are invited. They're all LSU fans, and we're gonna be cheering. Hopefully, they can hear us all the way back to Alabama. It's gonna be a great game, I'm sure.
I don't want to hear them cry when the game's over anyway.
We'll have to play our very best, and we're in hopes that all of you are cheering for your home team, and your home team pulls it off as well today. But, you know, some of the things that you tackled this week, just getting ready for that. I mean, you moved furniture. You brought in the carpet shampooers. And yeah, you were really mother henning all week.
It feels good today. Get to go home to a nice, clean home.
First clean home.
First class green cleaning.
There you go.
It used to be EcoFresh, yeah. Philip Beer, for the last 10 years. We're not very good at name changes at Rosie on the House. I mean, to us, it's still Blockbuster Desert Sky Pavilions. It's still Bank One Ballpark. It's still Squaw Peak Parkway. I mean, name changes we're a little slow at. So EcoFresh is now first class green cleaning. They do carpet and tile, and they even do area rugs they'll bring back to their shop and clean. They'll do furniture. If you've got some nice, you know, couches or upholstery furniture, they do that as well.
Great time of year to have that done. And we sat down after it was done, and you said to me, every time I think this carpet's done, they come and it just brings it all back to life. They do just a great job. You know, with 10 grandchildren running through there, it gets a lot of wear and tear.
Our house gets a lot of wear and tear, that's for sure. You know, Roma, you were talking about we're not great about name changes. I'll take you one back further. And the first person that calls us and can tell me what this store is, we'll win a Rosie on the House gift bag.
What this store is, okay.
Tell me what a Ryan Evans store is. Ryan Evans.
1-888-767-4348. You'll get a Rosie gift bag if you know what a Ryan Evans store is.
That's right.
I don't know.
You would have had to be here in Arizona in the 60s to know what that was.
Okay.
Tell us what a Ryan Evans store is.
Can I guess? And if I get it right, I can win a Rosie gift bag?
No.
A drugstore?
No. How about a sporting
goods store?
How about a Yellow Front, babe?
Yeah. I can tell you all about Yellow Front. My first job.
Yeah, it's Jennifer's first job, was working at Yellow Front and taking all the rubber hoses back that they bought.
Oh, my gosh. We took back more stuff than we sold. It was like a mini Walmart. It was a nice little store to work for.
Yeah, nice.
My nickel raises were really appreciated.
Nickel raises. All right. But let's get back to home improvement and stuff. A great time of year to get through the cleaning for the holidays, the preparation. You know, another thing that a lot of people like to do is do we want to just hit a fresh coat of paint in that particular guest room? It's a great opportunity to do it. The other thing I like to do, I'm going to challenge y'all, and I challenge motel owners to do this all the time. Stay in your room. Stay in your motel. You live it and experience it and see what needs to be done in there. Before we have guests, I like to go stay in the guest room. You know, do they need a better reading light? Do they need, you know, a bigger bedside table to bring their books? Where are they going to put their luggage? Is the closet empty? Give them enough room to hang. And, you know, I measure the closet and I say, okay, you know, we like our guests, depending on who they are, to stay between 3 and 5 days. And so that accounts for about 8 to 9 inches on the closet rod. You know, you give them much more than that, and they could stay a month or more, you know. So we've got Rachel coming in for a couple weeks, and so we just like to go in there and say, okay, as the mother of two young boys, what would she like inside this room?
You are good about that.
Yeah, I like to check it out and just make sure, is the light bulbs, is the fan operating nice and quiet, is the circulation good, are the ductworks vents open appropriately, or is she getting enough circulation and stuff? Get in and live as your guest is going to live, you know, in the bathroom and in the bedroom. And you might find just a couple little accessories, one or two things you might have to pick up. You might plan on hitting a fresh coat of paint and cleaning it up. There are a lot of things you might do.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to talk through what those things are, or like David here, who has three different roofing estimates and he's trying to sort through which is the best for his home. David.
I love these kind of calls. Great.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just have a basic question to ask. I've had several roofing companies and independent contractors come by the house and give me an estimate on my roof. And every one of them ask for X number of dollars up front so they can go buy the material. And I just wondered whether that was an accepted practice or not. Because I hear these horror stories about people putting money up front and then either not getting the job done, or when the job is done, it's not what they expected.
You know, this is going to be a soapbox that's going to take me longer to answer than we have running up to the current break. So I'm going to want you just put your telephone down. Don't go anywhere. Let us get through this next commercial set, and then I'll come back with my soapbox about down payments, advance payments, and how to weed through those three proposals you've got to pinpoint which one is going to best serve you, your house, your property, and your home. All of that when we get back. Don't go anywhere.